This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. When it comes to COVID-19 vaccinations, blame our illustrious and useless Governor Kate Brown, not President Trump. So the news comes out this weekend that through Sunday, 48,725 COVID-19 vaccinations have been done throughout the state of Oregon. Sounds great, doesn't it? Well, it isn't. Under Operation Warp Speed, initiated by President Trump, the federal government has shipped 190,500 doses of the vaccine to the state of Oregon. So, that means that roughly 141,000 doses of the vaccine are still sitting in storage. Now, whose fault is that? Well, Governor Brown, President Trump does not control where you send the vaccine in the state or how you administer it. So you, Governor Brown, are the one that is falling down on the job pretty much like usual. So here we are, registering some of the highest COVID-19 case counts since this pandemic began. And where are the vaccines? Well, they're in storage. So I guess the coolers won't get the virus, but everyone missing out on their dose is still at risk. Now, isn't this just typical? Governor Brown bemoans the president every chance she gets. She's completely collapsed the economy in many parts of the state with her ridiculous restrictions and has demolished the small business dream forever for many Oregonians. But when the opportunity to combat the virus, which she claims is killing our fellow Oregonians and shutting down the state with not just one but two approved vaccines, well, as usual, she's nowhere to be found. Such leadership. Now, one would think that just looking at these numbers, remember, through Sunday, just 48,725 vaccinations have been given, with over 141,000 doses in storage. You'd think she'd be screaming to high heaven to get this situation resolved. But then again, that would take leadership. I think that's a bad word at the governor's mansion. The Oregon Health Authority reported that 1,700 doses were given on Saturday, along with the previous 1,700 doses, for a total of 3,400 doses per day. Well, at the current pace, it would take virtually forever, at least until 2024, to get all 4 million residents of Oregon vaccinated against this virus. But never you fear, I'm sure she will find a way to blame President Trump for her bungling of this situation. Meanwhile, small business owners throughout the state, especially those with restaurants and bars and gyms, etc., are all closed down by the governor's ridiculous restrictions, and they're going broke. They're closing, and they'll probably never reopen in the state of Oregon. But never you fear, the governor has declared that no mayor or no local authority can challenge her emergency powers. So she sends out public employees to cite and chastise anyone who dares to try. You know, the people that haven't missed a paycheck during this whole pandemic, including the governor. Make no mistake, it's about power, period. It appears the only ones safe from COVID-19 in the state are those freezers where the 141,000 doses of the vaccine sit. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.